The beginning of the Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things came to be. Not one thing had its being, but through him. All that came to be had life in him, and that life was the light of humanity, a light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness could not overpower. A man came, sent by God. His name was John. He came as a witness to speak for the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He was not the light, only a witness to speak for the light. The Word was the true light that enlightens all humanity, and he was coming into the world. He was in the world that had its being through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own domain, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to all who believe in the name of him who was born, not out of human stock or urge of the flesh or will of man, but of God himself. The Word was made flesh. He lived among us. And we saw his glory. The glory that is his as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. John appears as his witness. He proclaims, "This is the one of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he existed before me.' Indeed, from his fullness we have all of us received, yes, grace in return for grace. Since, though the law was given through Moses, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son who is nearest to the Father's heart who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord. A blessed and joyful Christmas to one and all. With this Gospel during Christmas Day Mass, we are not greeted by the crib, Mary, Joseph, the infant, the shepherds, the angels, or the Magi. We are greeted with eternity, the Word who is God, who is light, and who is life. God, Word, Light, Life. A nativity of divine proportions, if somewhat abstract to picture clearly in our hearts. In the midst of this abstract and poetic description, a very concrete action. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That dwelling among us is, in John's Greek, the term exkenosen, more or less directly saying, he pitched his tent. The Greek has more than that in its nuance. It is in a form of the past tense called the aorist, which the late Father Jim Swetnam, S.J. of the Biblicum, always described as action starting in past time. It is not a done and dusted. It is a doing and dusting that has continued. That dwelling still among us is implied. Bringing a perspective to the entire Gospel narrative, everything that unfolds in the Gospel, from the baptism of the Lord to his post-resurrection appearances to the present, is held in this tent, continually present among us. Tent alludes to the dwellings occupied by the Hebrews on their journey to the Promised Land, to the tent in which God dwelt, even as Saul and David established kingdoms and palaces. continually a pilgrim with us and among us, continually moving to be present to all who still live in temporary shelters, whether homeless or fleeing toward the promise of something better. The Word made present among us, never hemmed in by walls, always vulnerable, always participating with us in our pilgrimage through history to the nativity of divine proportions, God, Word, Light, Life. Surrounding not the infant, but each one of us, as this solemnity of the Nativity of the Lord also celebrates our birth into that nativity scene, even as our nativity scenes celebrate his birth into our human family and human frailty. So there is a special echo of vulnerability in the way the evangelist John describes the Word's presence among us. God's action and presence is not so much discerned in glory and grandeur as in vulnerability and humility. The Magi had to discover that the newborn king was not present in the palaces of Herod. The shepherds had to be led to a child like any of theirs, among the flocks and cattle, wet at both ends like any of their babies. Much less like Herod, and much more like people we usually do not even notice until they are no longer there. At the same time, the guarantee of exkenosen is that there is not an end to the light that has entered the human story. Light being at that time in history a frail flame, easily absorbed by the darkness. Yet here is that shattering statement that the darkness cannot overcome this light, that none of our human darkness, our not noticing the presence of that one tented among us, can overwhelm the gift of his presence, of his touching our vulnerability and humbly asking us to join that divine nativity where humanity is the newborn reality, wet at both ends, smelly at one, and inarticulate at the other. Our infancy is continuous and perilous. Christ's infancy unfolded into maturity so that he could become the shelter for our pilgrimage. He pitches his tent among us so that we can find shelter, companionship, light, and peace. So as we gather to worship and to celebrate, caroling of snow and reindeer, both in the bright heat of the southern summer or the appropriate twilight cold of the northern winter, we remember the greatest of tent dwellers. We rejoice in the great pilgrimage of the faithful, renewing their energy to serve more lovingly, see more clearly, and acknowledge more profoundly the Word, the Light, whose tent moves among us. Amen.